So, welcome to another episode of An Everyday God Is Trying to Live an Extraordinary Life. And if you think that in any way, shape, or form, my life is easy, you're crazy. Even with all the strategies I have in place, I promise you, today is making sure I learn to walk each one of them. Walking the walk and talking the talk. Patience is definitely a virtue, and as I've always said, I don't know if I'm a virtuous person. Anyway, the start of the journey is waiting for an Uber driver at 5:30 this morning in New Jersey to pick me up to take me to JFK for a 7 a.m. flight to come get my son in Long Beach, California. As 5:35 rolled around and the Uber driver was not there, we called and he was told that he was around the corner. 5:40, 5:45, 5:50, I am outside with my bags, getting in my car, set to drive. 5:55, the driver pulls up as I am getting ready to pull away and convinces me to get in. As I do, I should have hit the road running. Being a native New Yorker and sitting right now in a San Francisco airport, that's the sound you're hearing. Because no, I did not make the flight. It turns out my Uber driver has never been to JFK. Did not know how to get there. Not only did he not know how to get there, but when we got there, I still had 15 minutes to spare and could have made my flight. Unfortunately, he argued and said that the JetBlue terminal was Terminal 4, when it clearly says Delta. Being a passenger, I had to bite my tongue and pray. As he took my bag out of the car, the police officer heard me say, "This is not JetBlue." He argued, and the police officer walked over and said, "This is not JetBlue." Baggage claim came over and said, "This is not JetBlue." He was trying to pull away, and they stopped him. I got back in the car, only to miss my flight. Which wouldn't have been so bad, except that I landed in San Francisco to find out that my plane is an hour delayed. Gotta bless. So with deep breaths, if you think it's easy, it's not. If you think every day is a rodeo for me, with clowns running around making me laugh, I promise you it isn't. Every strategy I share with you, every insight I give you, I promise you I have put it to the test. And today will definitely be one of those days. The flight itself was beautiful, and I have to tell you, JetBlue, flight 415 from Kennedy to San Francisco, I love you. Because my Apple Pay wouldn't work. So the airline steward bought me a mini bottle of rosé. I have to say, there are things in this world that can make you smile. It's what you choose to see. Even when I missed my flight and tried to wait on a line and missed the next one, the wonderful clerk at JetBlue waived all the fees and got me on the 9 o'clock. You know, I could sit here and be really miserable. I have to go get Hudson. He isn't well. He's at a hospital and he's waiting for me to come get him. And he is being so patient. But all our trials and tribulations bring us here. Hudson's own road has made it a bumpy one for him. And I guess this is just the last little bit of turbulence. I want to remind everybody that it is truly up to us what we do and how we do it. You can sit in your misery, you could be in the pit, and you could stay there if you want, or you could really find the silver lining even when the challenges seem to be overwhelming. Now, delayed flights and missed planes might not seem a lot, but if you don't know the whole journey, it is. But yet, still just another notch on that belt. So, the strategies for today, for everybody, as we all walk our walk and talk our talk, is to know that in the end, God is not a puppeteer, and he's not trying to do this to make me crazy. I probably have a hand in it myself. As of late, my schedule has made me somewhat late, so I am thinking that I had a karmic correction somewhere this morning, and I will take it, hoping to never serve it again. As for the rest of the day, I don't think I really want to know what the rest of the karmic corrections might be. I'm going to look at it as a test of faith, and with the hopes that there's a silver lining when I get to Long Beach and pick Hudson up to spend a week with him. Karmic correction is not meant to hurt you. It's not meant to do anything other than seal a contract so you don't have to repeat it again. Just like getting an answer wrong on a test. A kindness of a teacher will give you that test back over and over again with the hopes that you will get that answer correct eventually. Maybe even nudging you in different ways, giving you different challenges and opportunities. They're not opposition. There's no taskmaster other than our own, and maybe Mercury retrograde and Saturn. But still, even that, the astral bodies are not here to make us crazy. At least a plane to JFK is going off on time. As I watch the terminal empty out, and I will wait for my flight, which is another 2 hours off. Now, I started this podcast with the real true thoughts of really wanting you all to know that this is it. It is not bullshit. I don't lie. The strategies I have work. And although you might be saying, yeah, well, look at you. You're sitting in San Francisco Airport right now with a delay. I can promise you it worked. My fees were waived. Some kind gentleman bought me a drink. I got a nice 2-hour nap on the plane, and I'm ready for the next leg of this journey. I know that there is a divine intervention, and whatever that is, I might not see it today. I might not ever see it in this lifetime, but I truly believe it's there. It's true grit, my friends. Yes, I am a yogi. But I am not a crunchy granola one. I am probably going to go to the bar and do a shot of tequila before I get on the next plane. But what I share with you, I promise you, the universe, God, and the angels put me to the test. They make sure that everything that comes out of my mouth is real. So if I give you prayers, men and women alike, if I give you affirmations, if I tell you to call in divine communication, divine light, divine awareness, do so when you feel that you're in a place where you're going to explode because your plane was missed or your phone dropped or you're in a strange airport. Hopa ono ono. Believe me, I did that to the driver the whole way. Even when he took off from Terminal 5, with me barely getting out of the car. I actually apologized to him and said to him that I was sorry for crying as my frustrations were starting to boil. I hope, oh no, oh no, I love you, thank you, heal you, and forgive you. I love myself, heal myself, forgive myself, and thank myself because I have been late. I hope never to the point where I made anyone miss a flight. This was the first time ever I have ever missed an airplane. I don't think that I'm that unaware that I have done anything that had put anyone so far out. But if I have, then I'm sorry.
Please maintain possession of your bags at all times.
I do have my bags, except for the ones that are still on the plane. There is so much this world offers us, only if you allow it. I know there's challenges, and I know that a lot of times we think that there's one way out, but trying to pound the square peg into a round hole is not going to work. Wu Wei, go with the flow. Throwing a temper tantrum wouldn't have gotten me anywhere, even when the JetBlue counter said to me that there was no other flights until 6 p.m. tonight, and I showed them on the phone that there was, and he waived everything for me. Come on. You can't make this shit up, my friends. What I am going to say to you, though, is be kind to one another. Be mindful. If you are a driver, an Uber driver, a taxi cab driver, a bus driver, a mom, a carpool, be on time. I know from here on in, I am going to make it a point to be 5 minutes early like I was a few years ago. An awareness of where maybe I stole time from somebody else. And payback is a bitch. Be mindful of everyone around you. Somebody is going through something at any given moment. We are not the only ones that are dealing with life challenges. But maybe if you are one that in the middle of a challenge, even if it seems like a devastating event, and I'm telling you, I am flying into an event as Hudson is in a hospital and I'm going to pick him up and he's waiting for me. The simple act of kindness and awareness and mindfulness to those around you, to help somebody, to smile at a child as they're running up and down the aisles trying to get extra energy out on a long flight, to help a mom as she's carrying bags and kids in a stroller, to be kind to the checkout person, even if the supermarket line was ultra long and you only had one item. You know, it's these little things that you might not think make a difference, but I promise you, at the end of the day, they do. Because when you put your head down on the pillow, even if you're sleeping with somebody, when you close your eyes, it's still just you and God. When you brush your teeth in the morning and you look in the mirror, it's your face you see. That is who you'll have to answer to. And I promise you, you might think you feel good in the moment of freaking out, but you won't be when it's over. Well, before I miss a flight or do something ridiculous, I am going to sign off, but I am going to ask each and every one of you, as I sit in this San Francisco airport, unable to leave to go visit one of my favorite cities, take a deep breath or a shot of tequila. And yes, sometimes people aren't very nice, but that doesn't mean you have to be. Mean as well. So, Ho'oponopono, divine awareness, divine light, divine communication, divine transparency for authentic power. Be honest. If that driver would have told me from the very beginning he really was new, I would have helped him. If he would have listened to me when I had said, hey, we're at the wrong terminal, I would have made my flight. It's okay, we make mistakes. It's okay. But be honest. Don't be something you're not. Be genuine. It'll get you a lot farther than being an imposter or a poser. Just be you. Be the gods and goddesses you were created to be. Remembering that we were created from a super being that makes us superhero humans. What makes you even more of a superhero is when you're a well-acting human. All right. On that note, my friends, a quick podcast, a quick share, a Ho'oponopono to all of you. As I love you, thank you, heal you, and forgive you. I love myself, heal myself, forgive myself, thank myself. A quick shot of tequila. And Hudson, your mama's on her way. True grit, my friends. This is one lean, mean ohm machine. And this everyday yogi, this everyday goddess, is still going to make this life extraordinary. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.